It's time to talk motoring with our man David Brown. David, how's things this morning?
Pretty good, thank you, Andrew. Very good.
That's the way. Now, fuel excise, as a lot of cash goes into state government coffers every time we stick the fuel bowser into our vehicle, but electric cars, that's going to be a different set of circumstances. The government's not going to be able to make as much money, so they're going to have to tax electric vehicles a bit differently.
Well, yes, but I think that should be a push to taxing vehicles across the board a little differently. You're quite right. 42 cents a litre goes into the federal government, which is distributed to the state's governments, for a tax on your petrol, which is used into consolidated revenue. It's not hypothecated towards transport. Mm. But come electric vehicles, well, then suddenly you're not going to get that, and you can't tax just the amount of electricity going into cars, because how do you measure that and how do you know?
Yeah.
So a number of states have said, and led by South Australia, I think, that they will bring in a road user charge for electric vehicles. So for every kilometre they travel, there will be a tax, a price.
So there'll be an additional charge for electric vehicles? Boom, tish.
Mm. Yeah, and it's only for electric vehicles, and that's where I think it's avoiding what, yes, Minister would call a brave decision, but is really the decision we've got to make. And that is, we've got to move, and we've touched on this in the past, you and I have been talking about it, but we've got to move to a road user charge. Every planner that I know, and I know I've said this, is encouraging this. Now, the charge, which places like Singapore and that are moving to, will mean that you can really charge the vehicle based on the kilometres it's travelled. And if you implement a clever one, it will also mean that you could perhaps charge by time of day.
Right.
So that if you do want to travel in the, and by location, and so if you do want to travel in the urban area in the peak period, perhaps there's a little bit extra charge. Now, we're talking a few cents a litre. Some states in America have done this at 1.5 cents a mile. It's not a big charge. It is both a way to raise revenue, particularly with electric vehicles, but generally it's a way to raise revenue that encourages you, makes you think about when and where you travel and how you can, in essence, reduce your tax burden by reducing the peak times you travel and the amounts of travel that you do.
I can hear a number of people around the Hunter Valley saying, but hang on, I have to travel, 80 or 100 kilometres every day to get to work and back again. Would I not be unfairly penalised under those circumstances?
Well, it wouldn't necessarily be a large amount, but, given the course that you would not be paying the 42 cents a litre on petrol, but it would, and there have been talk about lowering registration charges and so on, so there would be compensation for it. But maybe if it's really clever out in the country like that the distance travel would be, the rate for travel in the country would be relatively small, certainly compared to those who might be traveling to the inner city in an urban area. That would be a more significant, although not huge, charge. So what you're trying to do is give price mechanisms, price signals to do things so that we spread the load, we do it properly in a manner that means we don't have to keep spending as much on trying to build our way out of congestion.
It is a complicated question, and somebody much smarter than myself is going to have to sit down and try and work that out so that it's quite fair across the entire population. Because, as you say, suburban, metro, inner city, and, of course, here in rural and more remote areas are all so very different. Australia is such a different place every different kilometre that you drive.
Absolutely, and when we bring this in, it should not be a reason to get more tax money. And, in fact, if it encourages the right behaviour, then, one of the slogans of it might well be pay less to government.
All right, looking forward to talking more about that as the months progress. David Brown, for the first time in 2021, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.